This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Bit of stranger danger, Ando.
You bet. So the other day, I'm walking to the train station, right? And I had my noise-cancelling headphones on. And you know when, like, three people are walking abreast in a footpath and they're going slow and you want to go faster?
Uh-huh.
So they separated. So through the guts I went. And I often don't realise that I make noises, particularly when I've got my noise-cancelling headphones on. And I must have gone, like, or made a noise.
Huh.
This woman says it loud enough that I could hear, "Hey, you angry walker." I got called an angry walker. So, you know, I'm open to feedbacks as his voice gets really high. And for the next day, I've been watching and noticing how I walk and the voices in my head. You've got them too, haven't you?
Oh,
yeah. So this voice, I am an angry walker.
Huh.
I get so... So this morning, coming up the escalators in the City Loop, you know how those massive tall...
Mm-hmm.
There's signs everywhere, keep left. There's a person standing on the right, not walking. And so I made that noise you just made. I went, grunt. And I get annoyed with, like, handholders that, like, take up a whole footpath. You go hold hands at home. I want to get through. And I don't like the term angry walker, right? I like to say that I walk with purpose or I walk with meaning. You know, like, okay. I'm on a mission. I'm going somewhere. I'm not dawdling.
I feel like I have just opened up the door to a therapy session.
Okay, yes.
You're halfway through.
Yep.
And I'm hearing the angry, and I'm here for you, and I'm going to talk you through this. You're absolutely right. You're entitled to walk at the pace that you need to walk to get to where you're going.
That's right. I will make wide, but I'll be down a tram track in the middle of Melbourne CBD because there's too many people going too slow. And down I go and I get ding, ding, or cars that don't give way. You know how, like, when you're crossing an intersection and you get a green man, even if you don't get a green man, I know you don't drive, but the road rules, right, I just threw that one in, a little dig. The road rules are that cars give way to pedestrians.
That's
so
right.
I throw myself literally in front of vehicles.
You're the opposite of me. I live with the belief that every single person on earth is intoxicated except for me. So I know it's a bit dramatic, isn't it? So even if I have the little green flashing person telling me to go, I will turn and I will make eye contact with the person wanting to turn left. Just because I saved a friend's life once. I was out with my friends Ella and Louise, and they're lovely. And they're both a bit... Well, they're not off with the ferry. They're overseas now, so they're not listening. Sometimes Ella comes on the show.
You're the only one that's not. Yeah, right.
We go to cross a road. Ella has her license, throws herself out there. I knew that car was turning no matter what. They were an angry turner. And so I grabbed her and Louis said, "Oh, my God, you saved my girlfriend's life."
Oh, my God.
All in a day's work, you guys.
So,
no, not really. I just am very strict on that. And I think we need to hang out for a day and practice each other's walking technique.
I don't want to slow down. I seriously do not want to slow down. Oh, we've just got a message in from Vic Road saying, "Thanks, Greta, for promoting safe walking." No, we haven't really, but seriously, and you can hear the frustration in my voice. I get more worked up and more worked up.
Don't get me wrong. I definitely get into moods and I definitely will have days where I want to aggressively walk through the city.
And we haven't even addressed the topic of, is it okay for this random woman to give me feedback?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah?
I think so. It's an Australian way of life to yell advice at,
hey,
at
you,
a random...
Angry, can you imagine my face as I spun my head, still noise-cancelling headphones on. I had some... listening to Joy, of course. And I just gave her the foulest look. It was like, who the... do you think you are, you fruit tart? There it is again in a sentence.
Fruit tart. Oh, it's so good because it is offensive, I've decided, but in a really good way.
Without swearing.
Yeah, and they're so delicious as well.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.